Weekly Dose of Fat for Saturday, May 31st, 2014, show number 6. Fatbike.com, the world's number one resource for information on fat bike products, event and race coverage, interviews, and living the fat bike lifestyle, presents Fat Bike Radio with your hosts, Sven and Gomez.
Check it out, people. This is Gomez Alejandro Santana del Lago, coming to you from the Fat Bike Radio studios in the beer capital of America, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And this is Sven. And you know what? We brought back Colin Ford to the studio to provide some color commentary during today's broadcast.
Our show this week is sponsored by Surly, those kind and helpful boys and girls from Surly. El Camión de Helgados del Surly es muy caliente.
That's a bilingual show for you folks. Check them out at surlybikes.com.
You can find all of our shows at fatbike.com/radio.
And look for us on Facebook and Twitter.
We've got a great show lined up for you today. We have Tim Moore from Reeb Cycles as our special guest later in the show.
Colin Ford is back as our color announcer.
Roy G. Biv.
We're going to share some fat bike events where you might just run into Sven, Colin, myself, maybe even Sasquatch.
And as always, we'll let you know what's cooking in the test kitchen.
Dudes. I think you guys forgot something.
What's that, Colin?
Beer!
What's in the Fat Bike Radio cooler today?
Our selection this week is in honor of our special guest, Senor Team from Reeb.
That's beer.
Wait for it.
Spelled backwards.
Reeb is owned by the guys from Oscar Blues Brewery.
Is it Dale's Pale Ale?
Nope. This week, the show's beer buzz will be provided by Old Chubb Scotch Ale.
From the left-hand side of the six-pack.
These are left-handed beers.
Here you go, boys. And yeah. Ooh.
Oh, dude.
Delicious.
That's some good stuff right there.
That's like the Coca-Cola of beer.
It's a Scotch Ale.
Old Chubb Scotch Ale.
It's 8%. It's deliciously malty. Tons of malt. Not many hops in this beer at all. Very caramely and a little bit of roasted flavor, but
it's an approachable beer for those of you who don't think you like dark beer.
Yeah, and it's definitely got some body to it. You know, it's not a beer you're going to drink 18 of.
That 8% will catch up with you, folks.
Jail. On the can, it says it's like Sputnik.
Orbital.
Right on. One of the reasons, besides it's a good beer to drink, that we picked Dale's this week is the tie-in with Reeb, and also that Dale's beer has always come in cans. Maybe Colin can enlighten us a little bit on how Oscar Blues decided that cans are the way to go for a high-quality microbrew.
Well, yeah, what's up with your can?
Yeah.
it's hard and made of metal. the dudes at Oscar Blues are one of the first breweries to push like full-time cans. They did it because of the simple fact that you can bring cans into the wilderness with you on your bike, in your canoe, hiking, whatever. It's recyclable, it's light, it gets cold faster, you don't get light-struck beer from the sun.
You could make a weed pipe out of it if you need to.
Only in Colorado or Washington.
That's right, boys and girls. Be legal out there, folks.
That's right. In fact, the
handy instructions.
Oscar Blues can has the instructions right on there.
Is that the Sputnik?
Maybe that's it. It's hard to believe that Dale's Pale Ale has been around for a dozen years.
It's a great brewery.
They're really making strides in their expansion into North Carolina. I hope it goes well for them. Promised land over there with New Belgium and Sierra Nevada right around the corner.
All righty then. Let's get Tim on the line and talk about fat bikes.
Yeah, we're going to continue our series that we started out last week with Adam Blake and talk to the all-stars of the industry about their personal fat bike.
Fat Bizzle. We'll be back with special guest Tim Moore from Reeb Cycles after a word from our sponsor.
Have you ever had a saddle sore so long that you named it Doris? Does your gooch feel like something between sandpaper and turkey skin? Well, then you need Reamer Brothers Grundle Butter. Just apply a big old double finger dab,
sploosh,
of Reamer Brothers Grundle Butter in your shorts before a long ride in the process to transform that old leathery taint into a silky yet bulletproof gooch. We'll begin almost immediately.
Sploosh.
Reamer Brothers Grundle Butter. Just try and find it. Welcome back. Sven and I want to welcome Tim Moore to the Weekly Dose of Fat. Welcome, team.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going awesome.
Yep. Been a good week here.
So,
cool. Same here.
Before we get into your bike, let's share with the audience the story behind how beer and Reeb and the beer hall all works together.
Okay. Yeah, sure. If you know Oscar Blues, you probably know us from, mountain bike race scenes and that sort of thing. And, bikes have been a big part of Oscar Blues for a long time. Actually owning a bike company for Dale, owner of Oscar Blues, started when one of his favorite bikes was stolen off of a car rack in Denver, I think, was where it happened. And rather than at that point buying, another Taiwanese-made bike, he's kind of the type of guy to do it himself anyway. So found a welder, Chris Tolfren, the welder, and welding bikes for us for 3 years now, and I think is one of the best welders around. And we found him, got him welding a few bikes for people to test around the brewery, and now we're at shooting for 300 bikes this year. So it's funny how quickly things kind of move along when you're just doing what you love.
Very cool. That's great.
Nice. So let's get into your personal fat bike. It's the Reebadonkadonk you rocking.
Yeah. So we kind of, a lot of times shorten it to the donk just to keep it simple. And so I've got a medium donk frame. It's the frame itself is made of True Temper OS Platinum, so U.S. made steel, welded here in Longmont, Colorado by our welder Chris. We use, small bits from Paragon Machine Works, so the V head tube, bottom bracket shell, the dropouts to get the nice sliding dropout. So that's my frame. I've run my bike with lots of different configurations, but the configuration I find to be, I suppose, the most versatile and that I find on my bike mostly is, we run our 170 rear end, so I've used several different hubs on the rear end, but right now I actually have a Salsa hub on there and kind of medium width rims with the Marge lights. I'm sorry, not Marge lights, the rolling barrels. And then same rim up front and white tire in the front is what I usually like, so the bud really seems to work well for me, and then I run something a bit narrower, like the meat in the back, to keep it rolling a little faster, but still floating well. Fork, I've gone through lots of different forks, but right now I use a, and probably one of my favorites, is the MRP Fat Fork. Used to be called White Brothers Snowpack. It's pretty much the same fork, rebranded MRP. They're the parent company for White Brothers, so they're dropping that White Brothers name this year.
Nice. So let's just skip back. Can I skip back to your drivetrain?
Sure.
Are you running single speed or are you running 1x10, 1x11?
Right now I'm running 1x10 on it, which seems to work well for heavier snow and, that sort of stuff. Right now what I found worked really well last rain, like this afternoon, I'm hoping to get up for a ride. I'm going to go see up high in the mountains here how melted out things are. And for that sort of riding, I've found that another setup actually works really well when it's kind of, a bit sloppy here and there, but then some kind of crusty snowpack to roll over. Single speed belt drive seems to work really well. We use the Gates carbon drive a lot, where in soft snow in the middle of winter, I don't always want to run a single speed, but this time of year, just the durability in wet, grainy kind of conditions is amazing. So, the bike that you don't have to worry about. Yeah, also for those conditions, one thing I've found that works really well is the our frame will also run the 29 plus setup. So that whole rims and Nard tires from Shirley tend to work pretty well on that sort of mixed condition sort of stuff where you're rolling through wet pine needles and then over snow drifts and back into wet pine needles and a little mud here and there. That works really well.
Are all the donk frames set up out of the box to use with the belt drive, or is that an option?
Yeah, absolutely. All of our frames, whether it be fat bike or mountain bike, are all belt drive compatible, as well as gear compatible. Since we use that Paragon sliding dropout, it's very simple to just swap things out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one for sure. Gives you a lot of versatility with different hub configurations and whatnot.
And I guess that only
absolutely
leaves, what kind of crank are you running on your drivetrain?
We run lots, but on mine, I've got the Race Face Turbine, which, you know, tends to be pretty light and durable, and I think it looks nice. Comes in a bunch of colors. Mine's just black because I'm not one for a lot of bling. But they do come in colors.
Cool. How about your rider controls? Bar, stem, seat post?
I've used a mix of stuff. On my bike, I've got a loaded component, C-post, stem. I've got a Cro-Mag white handlebar, called the Dubar OSX.
Cool. Yeah, I love that bar.
So nice and wide, just like on my mountain bike. I like the wide bars on the fat bike, too. I run Shimano brakes. I've got SLX brakes on my bike. They tend to work well down to, you know, low temperatures. I've never had really issues that some people speak of with hydraulic brakes in the cold.
Yeah, I've heard so many good things about the new Shimano brakes.
Yeah.
Well, all right. It sounds like you do a lot of experimenting on your bike, that every one of these things you've had multiple setups and you do a lot of checking out of what's available.
Yeah, I do. You know, we've run, you know, looking forward to suspension forks being available. You know, we got one of the 11.9 fat forks last year, and I ran that on my donk as well. You know, with a lot of good luck. I really like that setup also for kind of spring, fall time conditions when you're, you know, pounding through rocks here and there, but then also riding over snow. So looking forward to building a bike with the new Blue Toe pretty soon. So
cool. Well, Tim, it sounds like you and Sven and I do a lot of the same thing, because we've had an 11.9 fork roll through here.
Got a Snowzoki from Ericsson on my bike right now. One of the rebuilt and widened up old bomber forks.
So we try and ride a variety of everything, but we've never been able to ride one of your bikes. So maybe someday we can get out there. In fact, Sven's on his way out there.
I'm on my way out there mid-July sometime. I'm headed out.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm definitely headed out to Saddle Drive as a turnaround point, but I've got friends up and down the Front Range and plan to stop in several places like you guys along the way. So I'll get with you and make arrangements when I know my schedule a little bit more closely. But I look forward to stopping out and seeing the shop and checking everything out.
Well, take him out. Take him for a ride. Get him tanked.
Take his sea level breathing butt up into the mountains and make him suffer.
Yeah, definitely. Hit me up. We can incorporate a brewery tour and, you know, go check out the Beef Bab shop. We now have a retail bike shop in one of our Oscar Blue Zone restaurants called Cyclops here in Longmont. So grab some lunch there and, like you guys were saying, go for a good ride.
Cool.
Very cool.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Thanks for sharing your bike with our viewing audience. We really appreciate it.
They can see us right through the radio.
Absolutely.
Killer, man.
All right, Tim.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
So what's coming up in the next couple of weeks, dude? Anything exciting?
Sure enough, fat bike events have been popping up on our radar, and we've got them all listed on our events calendar page. Plus, our events calendar is set up so event coordinators and promoters can add their event to the calendar right from a form on the site. Just look for the link under the events calendar tab on the site.
We should tell the race promoters about the delay in actually seeing their event on our calendar.
Right on. Yeah, it's pretty simple. We just like to check it out before we post it up and make sure that it's a fat bike friendly event. And just wait a day or two and we'll get it posted and everybody will be able to see it.
Woo! Links to both the event calendar and where you can register your event will be on our Weekly Dose of Fat show notes.
Hey, let's share some events that we're actually going to attend this summer.
Well, on June 14th, the Fat Tire Tour of Milwaukee happens, and that's a tour of the seedy underbelly of Milwaukee's old bars and beer halls.
And even bowling alleys sometimes.
Indeed.
Park this stops, year, railroad side ditches.
Cemeteries.
Old beer barons.
The Art Trail.
It's the 30th anniversary of the Fat Tire Tour this year.
And this year, the theme is Napoleon Dynamite, so I'm going as Uncle Rico.
Man, I wish I could go. I'm going to be on my way on vacation that day. Are you going to, you got a theme yet, Colin?
I'll be there. I don't know what my theme is. I'll probably just be schwasted.
That should be a great event.
So, Sven, give us a little idea about what your buddy Puck is up to.
Puck's had it in his mind for quite a while to get a party going up Port Washington way, where we do a lot of beach riding, and came up with doing it on July 19th in conjunction with the 50th anniversary of Port Fish Days, which is a big all-day event that happens in downtown Port Washington. It's a bunch of food, a bunch of music. They got the
both rock and roll there, right?
Rock and or roll. Yes. He's working on some accommodations up the beach a ways, party, ride up the beach, hang out. He's dubbed the event Sandburger in honor of one of our favorite Decorah events, Dirtburger.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. this year. You can expect the same level of chicanery, but on a beach instead of under a bridge. There will be a link to the Facebook event page in the show notes.
Fat sand trolls.
Sand trolls.
Sand trolls.
Sand trolls.
Well, the River West 24 is happening the last Friday in July. That's July 25th and 26th. Our buddy Chris Zito, the Zito man, he says he's going to have a fleet of cramp by there. Colin, you're racing in that.
I'm going to be racing on a mountain bike tandem with mi hermano, Jim Huber.
Huber. I'll be getting back from Saddle Drive just in time to do some photo and video of that event. That's one of the most awesome events in anywhere, really. It's a 24-hour race through the open streets of the city of Milwaukee with four checkpoints. Last year, Colin was on the winning Team A team, and they rode a fat bike, folks. They kicked butt on road bikes and single speeds and all that stuff. He's doing it on a tandem this year.
Lots of fun bonuses that are all community-driven and community-supported, and it's a huge party.
And River West is where we are right now in the Fat Bike Radio studio.
Yeah, that's home base, folks. All right. Hey, the 24 should be a great thing. Also coming up this fall is an event from our friend Chris at Zion Cyclery called Fat Camp, where we'll be riding and camping out for a couple of days at Illinois Beach State Park Saturday, September 13th and 14th. Look for a Facebook event page for that as well.
Cool. Maybe. So Chris already reserved us campsites for this.
Yeah, he went ahead and just said you guys are showing up, and he reserved both Gomez and I a campsite, so you know we'll be there.
Yeah, and I bet you we could probably host some of our listeners our little grotto of Fat Bike.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. We're going to have sand between our toes when we're flying to Interbike the next day, too. So
earplugs.
Awesome. Yeah.
I like to call my snoring singing the song of my people.
Like I said, earplugs.
Well, nice. Speaking of camping, Gnome Fest 11, the burning bike version, is going to take place out at Hirsch Farms in Platteville, Wisconsin. And that is Labor Day weekend. Last week we said was the weekend after, but it's Labor Day weekend.
Changed.
Yeah, it means you don't have to miss Fat Camp this time. So
there you go. And it's Saturday and Sunday, and maybe even Monday. That's the September 5th through the 7th, and maybe even the 8th.
Just to clarify, this is not Fat Bike specific. This is all mountain bikes.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone can come. It's a giant family of hooligans.
Like-minded people, we like to call them.
Yeah, so be prepared to have the most fun in the woods on a bike you probably had all year.
It's a judgment-free zone, man. It's the burning bike of the Midwest.
And they've been making trails at Hirsch Farms for at least 25 years. And for those of you that believe in long-range planning,
Global Fat Bike Day is Saturday, December 6, 2014. Get planning on that early. It's going to be huge. Global Fat Bike Day is always the first Saturday in December. And, you know, so you can plan that out for the next 20 years for those that are really into long-range planning.
Nice. If you have an event that you think should be on our event calendar, head over to the site, click on the events tab, and you'll see a link to submit your event to the calendar. The sooner you get it on our calendar, the sooner folks will get it on theirs.
Hey, let's skip over into the test kitchen. Skip. But first, a word from us, sponsoring ourselves.
Hey, boys and girls. Fatbike.com has reopened its online store, and they have some new cycling caps that are guaranteed. need to satisfy. There's also some sweet embroidered patches that you can sew on your frame pack or whatever you want. Visit the Fat Bike e-store and shop till you pop. That's at store.fatbike.com.
There'll be a link on the show notes.
You bet.
Linky link.
Test Kitchen!
Danger Zone! Right on, Archer. Hey, thanks for chiming in, buddy. So, going on in the test kitchen, I've been working on an ongoing roll-off chain drive versus belt drive test. It's kind of a long-term thing just to see how wear works between the two. I've been riding two different but very similar fat bikes for several months now, and these are pretty much beach bikes, which is one of my favorite places to ride. One of them uses a chain drive while the other uses a Gates carbon belt drive system with that roll-off internally geared hub. They both perform really well on the edge of the water, where we typically ride on the beach. That kind of keeps us in the legal zone, and they both frequently get wet and sandy. The belt has been quieter. It tightens up a little bit when sand packs in between the teeth, and there's some noticeable sharpening on the center track ridge on the front cog, while the chain gets a little noisy with grit, but seems to be faring well. It doesn't seem to be wearing as much as I expected it to. I'm using a Whipperman stainless chain on there. It's been pretty easy to keep clean since there's not a derailleur, so the difference between a derailleur-driven system and a belt drive would be a lot greater than a single-speed or internally geared hub with a chain on it. Pretty easy to take care of.
Yeah, I remember when we had a 907 Tuscan, and we were testing that, and I rode it on the beach. I mean, it just seemed like all you had to do was take a brush and brush the sand off, backpedal it, and the thing was ready to rock again.
Yeah, the belt's been a pretty good thing. It is just the sand gets in between the belt, and the aluminum cog in the front is just wearing it a little bit. The stainless one in the back seems to be faring really well, so we'll just keep beating on them until one or the other of them breaks. And that may take a couple of years. Who knows?
Right. We don't shy away from new technology. we try and try everything.
Just keeping with the roll-off theme for a minute, I thought I'd mention that the guys at Cycle Monkey have another roll-off-equipped bike report. This time, a couple of the Cycle Monkeys used a pair of roll-off-up crampi on a bikepacking trip in Mount Diablo in California. Those guys are kind of at the forefront of roll-off technology, and there's will be a link in the show notes to that trip. It was pretty cool.
I'm continuing to ride the Surly ice cream truck. It's awesome. Me and my buddy Luke, we went out to the river trail and took some photos.
Is that at Banzai or somewhere else?
No, it was on the west bank of the river trail. It's a nice little bump jump spot. Those will be worked into a story, and it'll be on next week's Wallpaper Wednesday.
Colin gets the star on the Wallpaper Wednesday again. Not photoshopped again, folks.
Not photoshopped. Just Luke Meridian'd as far as the bike goes. It's awesome. I had the opportunity to take it on the beach last weekend, and it did great. More riding to come.
How much water did you walk through last week on the beach?
I didn't walk through too much. I definitely got that bike hub deep underwater, though, and it was good. Me and Heber decided to stop early and just not go swimming.
Well, we continued on and decided not to go back through it again, and went out on the north end and went to Benji's for breakfast. But the wind was really blowing the lake in. It was 2 feet deep, where a lot of times we can just ride past. So it changes every time we're out there. That's what's great about a beach ride. Might think it's flat, but every ride is different.
Last Saturday, we took the Borealis Echo out to the Kettles and put four fast guys on there. Colin was one of those four guys. There's a story that published yesterday that has input from three out of the four riders. We took first and last place, but I'm going to let Colin say a few words about how that Borealis Echo treated him.
It was really fun. It was a good, light, fast, stable, very optimized fat bike. You know, it's definitely the lightest fat bike I've ever ridden. It could definitely get lighter with some carbon rims on it. Just a shredder of a bike, man. Like,
did you feel like it was more of a trail geometry type bike versus a snow bike? Did you get any sense of that?
Yeah, a little. I thought they didn't go too far, like, outside the lines of mountain bike design. They didn't slack it out too much. It's very much a happy medium between, you know, say an ice cream truck where it's real slack and long to more traditional mountain bike setup. But
yeah, you know, those differences are pretty subtle. It's interesting how a half a degree here or there can make a lot of difference.
Yeah, but it performed well. I had a ton of fun. Loved first time ever rocking out a fat bike with a suspension fork and a dropper post. Sploosh.
Yeah. I took that bike out to our local trail, Canopy, in Lake Geneva, and they have just a ripping downhill down to the chalet from a wood bridge. And, oh my God, that bike just rips on the downhill. I was able to do a couple of repeat downhills on it where each time I took it further and further into the chicane at the end of this downhill, and it just
– sideways. It,
the back end is placeable, nimble, when I was, really felt awesome.
They're splooshing here, folks, splooshing. I got a chance to ride it around the parking lot, so maybe I'll get a little more time on it when they give it to me.
Like last week, you don't seem to have anything to add.
That's because you guys don't share.
And the other thing I have to say about that bike is with the dropper post, it really allows you to shift up and pedal into the downhill and just rip it as hard as you freaking can.
Yeah, this bike descends like no other fat bike that I've ever ridden.
Man, can you guys believe we wasted another 30 minutes of our listeners' time? Let's wrap this up.
Thanks to our show sponsor, Surly Bikes. Surly spelled backwards is Urus. So go to surlybikes.com and check out that new ice cream truck.
And if you'd like to be a guest on Fat Bike Radio, let us know. We'll try to make it happen. Email Gomez at fatbike.com and let us know what you got.
In the next 2 weeks, we have Paul Ellis from Head and Eric Mother Truckin' Sovereign from the Surly Intergalactic World Headquarters as special guests.
So tune in every Saturday morning.
It's like Saturday morning cartoons.
With fat bikes.
Talk to you next week, peeps.
You got it.
Las bicis goras para siempre.
Adios, amigos.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.